Audio Generation, PF 11, 6.
I am Chloe. High school is almost over, and the next chapter is about to begin. It is an exciting time. But for many students, the biggest worry is the cost. How are you going to pay for college, university, or an apprenticeship? Today we are exploring the different ways to finance your post-secondary education. We'll investigate sources and types of financial assistance, like the Ontario Student Assistance Program, government grants, bursaries, and scholarships. There is more than one way to reach your career goals, and we want to help you find the one that fits your situation and your budget. Let's find the money for your future.
I am Noah. I will explain the difference between scholarships, bursaries, and grants. This is the best kind of money because you do not have to pay it back. Scholarships are usually based on your grades or your leadership, while bursaries are based on your financial need. Grants are often provided by the government based on your situation. We'll show you how to search for these and why you should start looking early. A tip for your transition plan: never assume you won't qualify. There are thousands of scholarships out there for everything from community service to specific hobbies. Let's start the search for free money.
I am Maya. For most students in Ontario, OSAP is a vital tool. I will walk you through how the Ontario Student Assistance Program works. It provides two types of money: grants and loans. The amount you get is based on your family's income and how much your specific program costs. A major pro of OSAP is that the loans are interest-free while you are in school. However, the con is that you will eventually have to pay them back once you graduate. We'll look at how to manage these finances after secondary school and identify the financial implications of your choices. Knowledge is power when it comes to student debt.
And I am Liam. I will look at alternative paths like apprenticeships and working while you learn. Did you know that in an apprenticeship, you actually get paid a wage while you are being trained? This is a huge financial pro because you can finish your education with little to no debt. We'll also talk about the advantages and disadvantages of college versus university. College programs are often shorter and more affordable, leading directly to specific jobs. Working part-time while you study is another great way to reduce the amount you need to borrow. Let's look at all the options on the table.
The first thing you should do in your financial plan is calculate the total cost of your chosen path. This includes more than just tuition. You have to think about books, residence fees, food, and transportation. Once you have a total number, you can start looking for funding. The top of your pyramid should always be scholarships and bursaries. In your action plan, you should set a goal to apply for at least 3 scholarships. The pro is that this is free money that reduces your future debt. The con is that it takes a lot of time and effort to write the essays and gather the references. But think of it this way: if it takes you 5 hours to win a $1,000 scholarship, you just earn $200 an hour. That is a great investment of your time.
OSAP is the next major source of funding for many students in Ontario. When you apply, the government will tell you how much you are eligible for in grants and how much in loans. A tip here is that you can choose to take only the grant money if you don't want the debt. However, most students need both. The benefit of an OSAP loan over a bank loan is that the government pays the interest for you as long as you are a full-time student. This gives you a massive advantage, but be careful. If you drop out or switch to part-time, those grants might turn into loans that you have to pay back immediately. Always read the fine print and keep your contact information up to date with the OSAP office. Managing your finances means staying on top of these details.
Don't overlook the skilled trades. An apprenticeship is a brilliant way to finance your learning. You work for an employer who pays you a wage, and you attend school for short blocks of time to get your certification. This means you are earning money while your university friends are spending it. The advantage is that you enter the workforce early with no debt and a high demand skill. The disadvantage is that the work can be physically demanding. Similarly, college programs are often designed to get you into a career in 2 years instead of 4, saving you thousands in tuition and living costs. Every choice has a financial implication, so compare the return on investment for each career path you are considering. Motivation comes from having a clear path to a job you love.
In your final action plan, you should summarize the advantages and disadvantages of your choices. For example, university might have a high upfront cost, but lead to a higher long-term salary in some fields. An apprenticeship has a low upfront cost and immediate income. There is no single right answer. It depends on your situation and your goals. We have provided a list of resources and websites where you can find grants and bursaries appropriate to your situation. Take the time to investigate these today. Financing your education is the first major investment you will make in yourself. By planning early and using all the tools available, you can start your career with confidence and a clear path to success. Good luck with your future plans.
Previous lesson, back to course.